Confronting one's sins and past indiscretions can be a painful and embarrassing experience, especially if that step requires sharing this pain with others. But holding on to past sins after God has forgiven us is like saying to God, "I don't trust or believe your promises, or that your shame and guilt is so deeply rooted in your soul that you can't forgive yourself." Someone has wisely said, "Our biggest critic is the one we see in the mirror." Self-condemnation is like continuing to serve a prison sentence from which we have been pardoned. When God forgives, He also forgets. Today on Truth Matters, medical doctor Cheryl Davis opens her heart in sharing personal thoughts on why it's important as a wife, a mother, and a daughter of confronting our past sins to find peace and restoration in our future. Dr. Davis will be joining us in just a moment, but we would like to invite you to like us on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Leave your comment after today's broadcast. Here's Dr. Cheryl Davis, confronting the sins of the past to find peace and restoration.
Today, I would like to share with you my wilderness experience as I continue the series on the spiritual calling of motherhood. Just like many of you, I have struggled at times in my life as a woman, as a mother, and as a Christian. Struggles can make us weak, but they can also make us strong. There were times this past year that I felt like God was a million miles away. I felt fatigued and spiritually exhausted. These emotions or feelings made me feel disconnected and constantly broken as a person. It was May 12, 2019 in my local church when the Lord spoke to me and said, "I will erase the shame of your past. I am removing your reproach and you are ready. The wound is now healed and now I am going to make you whole." Only God and myself knew what that meant. But my point is, that morning in church on May 12th, Mother's Day, 2019, was a revelation from God to me that He had heard me and was now moving in my situation and making me into the person that He has called me to be. Now, for the first time in a long time, I could see light at the end of my struggle. I called a family meeting with my husband and children and told them all about what God said to me. I had to be transparent as to the history behind the wound, as we must be honest with God and honest with others. What I found out in the family meeting is that my children already knew most of what I had planned to share. In that moment, I felt that a great burden had been lifted from my shoulders. My children live with me and know their mother very well. Our children know more about us than we give them credit at times. With some transparency on my part and the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, I was able to share with them an authentic experience with God. As I see things changing today, I remind them of our family meeting and how God has proven to be faithful. I am trying to pass on a living, relevant, graceful, and loving God to my children. I am showing them that He is our source of hope, the rock and our foundation, and the God of our salvation. God is not some distant, ancient, historic figure that is impersonable. He is close, ever-present, all-knowing, and all-powerful. I can still feel the Spirit when I talk about my experience to this day. It was a dispensation from God that I have held on to and will hold on to forever. His word is truth and will surely come to pass. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." That means time is not an issue or will not be a limitation as to see the fulfillment of God's word. Heaven and earth may pass, but the word of God is so permanent, steadfast, and eternal that not even time can place limitations upon it. All of these things that I have mentioned up to this point us to this one conclusion. Mothers, your children were created in God's image just like you. We all have a God-shaped hole in our spirit that only a relationship with Jesus Christ can fill. Not drugs, not sex, not pleasure or money, only Jesus.
Struggling with feelings of past indiscretion can be a lonely and empty place until we come to a point where we are ready to confront our past and find rest in Jesus. Confessing sin is not easy, but it is essential to finding peace and restoring joy. If you are struggling, Dr. Davis would like to help. You can contact her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or find her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Stop drowning in feelings of guilt and grief and find forgiveness. This is God's desire for you. Dr. Davis would be glad to help you overcome this struggle. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or find her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. And listen to today's broadcast and previous episodes of Truth Matters. If you would like to write Dr. Davis at The Truth Project, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384, she would be delighted to hear from you. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a production of The Truth Project.